It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Yeah, welcome to a Fractious Friday, as we always know. It's a Fab Four Friday, John Paul, George, and Ringo. And today's CD is A Hard Day's Night, so you'll be hearing music from that over the next hour. Do want to remind you, this is Speak Out 2.0. We broadcast live from the Laughlin Mall. And yes, we're live here every day, Monday through Friday. Well, for one more week, and then I'm going to take some more vacation. Yeah, you know, when you're 67, you get to take vacation frequently. Let me tell you a little bit about the weather. Today we're going to be the hottest for like a week. It's going to be 115 today, sunny and windy. Yeah, tomorrow 113, sunny and windy. Sunday also 113, sunny and windy. Now, then it starts changing. Monday calls for cloudy and windy, 110. Tuesday it says 103. Are you ready for that? And check this out. Wednesday right now, of course, subject to change, you know, this is the weather. Wednesday right now it calls for 93 with thunderstorms. 93? Wow. Okay, you can tell September's coming in. Yeah, that'll be the first. Okay, do want to tell you a little bit about sports. Let's see, tonight we have the Arizona Diamondbacks taking on the Philadelphia Phillies at 4:05. Tomorrow, Nebraska and Illinois play at 9:30 in the morning. And then the Arizona Cardinals and the New Orleans Saints, they have a noon game. They moved the time around. That's at noon, and then later in the day, 3:05, Arizona Diamondbacks take on the Phillies again, so that's tomorrow. Then Sunday, we have the Westwood One Fantasy Football Forecast at 8 o'clock in the morning. The Diamondbacks take on the Phillies at 10:05. And Monday night, the Diamondbacks play San Diego, and that's a 6:40 game. All those games can be heard on our sister station, KNTR Sports, 94.3 and 100.5. And Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Yeah, you know, you can save money with that co-op connection card. If you don't have one, you better get one. You just stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick one up today because you save money at Advanced Animal Care, All Pets Go to Heaven, Anderson Ford, Arizona Comfort Solutions. Yeah. Let's see, also Bug Emergency, D'Angelo's Deli, Dandy Donuts, The Dive Shack, just some of the places. IHOP, yeah. Java Jitters, yeah. Some of the places you can save money, if you have that little co-op connection card, it goes on your little keychain, and you just show it to them, and they give you like 5%, 10%, 15%, 20%. I don't know. Everyone's different. So check it out. Get one right now at MEC on Hancock Road. Or call 763-1100 if you have questions about it. We're brought to you by the Laughlin Outlet Mall. We've got three great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, we have clothing store, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendletons, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, vape products, art, and a thrift store. On the front of the building, we have a pet daycare, a medical clinic, a dollar store, a nail salon, and a bar, and a whole lot more. And no, the rumors aren't true. It's not for sale, and they're not going to tear it down. Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians are all over Mojave County every single day. Havasu, Bullhead, and Kingman, and all the little valleys in between, they cover it all. So if you need an electrician, you want an extra light put in, you know, you want a switch put in over there, or you want an outlet outside or something, call them up, 718-9444. They'll come out and tell you what, you know, what it costs and what they do. Sometimes they can do it right then and there, or sometimes they have to come back, go get the parts, you know. So call them up. They're available 24/7. 718-9444. Put the number in your cell phone. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Are you hungry? Well, the Ranch Bar and Grill, oh, at Laughlin Ranch is so good. They satisfy your cravings with steaks and pastas and burgers and salads. Plus, they have a happy hour every single night and then a fabulous brunch on the weekends. Dine in or carry out. The public is always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. Check it out at LaughlinRanch.com. And now in the studio, speaking of Arizona Comfort Solutions, What kind of discount do you guys give with the Co-op Connection card?
5%.
5%? Well, that's, you know, that's nothing to shake a stick at.
Exactly.
Especially if you're buying a brand new unit.
Yeah. It adds up.
Yeah, it does.
Super quick.
So how's the world, Jeff?
Well, in air conditioning land,
I know.
We've been pretty
busy. It's going to be 115 today, and you handle air conditioning, so yeah.
We handle air conditioning, maintenances, repairs, replacements.
And what are you doing most of right now?
We've been doing quite a bit of replacements, I'd say,
oh, yeah?
Right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So people's units are dying during the middle of the summer.
They're dying.
Yeah.
They can't handle it anymore.
Wow.
They're getting old. They're just breaking.
Now, can you predict that? Like when you, if they do your maintenance program, whether you come in February or March and you service it, mm-hmm. can you tell then that, hey, you know, this thing could die in mid-August on you?
Yeah, sometimes we can.
Yeah.
We're doing maintenances. You know, we might have higher than normal amp draws. Sometimes just frequent repairs. You know, you're having a lot of repairs. That's an indicator of, hey, maybe it's time to replace. Anything over, you know, 12 years old. And if it's an R22 system, it's really time to think about, hey, maybe it's time to replace it.
Yeah. And
and expensive repairs.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing refrigerant leaks. Well, R22 is no longer being made, so it's just the costs are adding up.
Okay.
So it's
best to go ahead and
convert it over.
And think about getting a new unit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'll save some money, you know, on your electricity bill, more
right.
efficient systems, because even the basic standard systems now are better efficient than they were, you know, several years ago.
Are there rebates out there for any of that? Like from government agencies that go, oh, you're doing better. You're being an economically,
right.
you know.
I think there is some like tax credits.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And if it's a heat pump system, depending on the efficiency, then Mojave Electric will give, if you're part of Mojave Electric, will give you a rebate towards that.
Okay.
So a lot of our like mini splits, I know since they're so high efficient, 18 SEER, they've been giving like a $500 rebate.
Should I have called MEC when you put my new unit in and said...
Was that was it heat pump or was it gas? I can't remember.
It's gas.
Yeah, you don't get a rebate. They only...
Oh, man.
Yeah, MEC.
So you put the wrong one in.
I put the wrong one in. Yeah, they're like...
It's your fault. Yeah.
Well, if you only use electric in the summertime for...
Yeah.
Well, you use electric too, but they want you to have a heat pump.
Yeah.
For the rebates.
Oh, gee.
I know, you just missed it. Well, you can get a mini split. We'll get you a $500 rebate.
Yeah, now you tell me. Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah. Oh, boy, I'll tell you.
That's funny.
All right. Hey, so there's a rumor out there about you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a rumor?
The rumor is you have been nominated for the Small Business Award for the Laughlin Chamber Community Achievement Awards.
I've been told that.
Yeah?
So uh-huh. I guess it's true.
And it must be. It must be. My spies tell me.
Yeah, your spidey senses.
Yeah, yeah. My spies tell me that you were nominated. So what does that mean?
You know what? I don't even know. I guess I must be doing something right.
You must be doing something right, yeah. And by the way, there's several categories for the Community Achievement Award. The Citizen of the Year, the Connie Davis Youth Citizen of the Year, the Young Wonder, the Educator of the Year, the Lloyd Shires Tourism, Public Service, Humanitarian, Entrepreneur Award, Communications Award, Business Expansion and Retention Award, Small Business of the Year, because you do have under 100 employees right now.
Yeah. Just slightly under
this
100
year.
Employees, yeah.
Yeah. And then a larger Business of the Year is over 100 employees.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then there's Community Service and Social Services, and my Kiwanis Club has been nominated for social service. So,
cool.
Yeah, so we're proud of it. So that's kind of a cool thing that you're nominated.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get to go for a little interview.
Yeah.
I don't know when the interviews are yet. I don't know if they've set the dates for them. But, yeah, you go for a little interview, and then they decide who wins it. And then you have to go up to Laughlin. I think they're going to do it at Laughlin Ranch. I don't know if they've picked
the
a
Laughlin
spot.
Ranch? Okay.
Yeah, they did it there last year. They kind of did a drive-through because of COVID. And they're trying to – the last time I had Jackie in here from the Laughlin Chamber, she was saying they're trying to find a location to do it this year. So
okay.
It's kind of tough to do it in the casinos right now because
after
the year they've had, how do you go in – you know, how do you walk up to a casino and say, hi, I'm the Chamber. I want you to donate food in your room for this event. Boom, they're going to throw you off the street, you know.
So, yeah, probably not going to be there.
Yeah, so it probably won't be a big sit-down event like years past. So
I'm sure not. But, yeah, I can understand that.
But they're going to do something, and probably at Laughlin Ranch because they got that nice porta pochere and people can drive through.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, they set up outside.
That'll
and,
be neat.
Yeah, so. But congratulations.
Well,
thank you. I don't know who else is in your category yet.
I don't know either.
Yeah?
Well, I found out today. We're nominated. So.
Good deal.
Happy about that.
So the idea is people should sign up for your maintenance contract and have you come out twice a year and service the unit, once for the winter and once for the summer.
Yeah.
And are you starting to service? Probably not yet, but soon you'll start.
We'll probably be pretty close. I mean, it's almost funny that we're thinking about winter, but, you know, winter's going to be here before you know it. We're starting to I think pretty soon we're going to be slowing down on the temperatures outside.
Right.
And then
We're seeing the first under 100 next week, so who knows what that's going to mean.
Right, and, you know, we usually want to start the maintenances really before, you know, it's cold outside, before you're really turning on the
heaters. You want to be in September, October.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and get you,
in
there.
We'll look at it, but probably maybe in another month. I mean, we're already in pretty much September already, so maybe into October, early part of November. Mm-hmm.
And that just, you guys service it, clean it,
You
know, check the fluids and the filters and everything?
Check the filters, you know. We got carbon monoxide detectors for the gas units.
Okay.
That's very important.
Right.
You know, some of these older machines, some of the old.
I replaced it.
No, okay. Some of the, you know, I've detected carbon monoxide in some of the older machines, you know, not going to happen every day, but
they do leak from time to time.
They do leak from time to time, you know, maybe that.
And the new ones break from time to time right off the bat, huh?
Sometimes, yeah. Well, that's another thing, you know, if you're going to get a new system, hopefully it's not going to break, but if it's, do have an issue, you can have a manufacturer's warranty compared to, you know, not having
a warranty. I just like that I had to text you on the weekend and go, hey, we got back to our house and half our house is hot and you came out the next day and fixed
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not supposed and to happen
said,
so that quick.
It was in the unit.
It was.
So
obviously no more issues then for you.
Nope. So they paid you for that because it was their unit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we cover all that stuff for you. The manufacturer will cover
it for us. And that goes to show you are available 24/7.
Don't say 24/7. We're pretty close. We're 7 days a week.
Yeah.
You know, we'll answer our phones on Saturdays, answer our phones on Sundays. You know, we try and cut it off about 9 o'clock, because especially we are a small business, you know, you're going to have us barely moving at your house the next day.
Yeah.
But we make, you know, we do make an effort to get you service.
Good. You know. Yeah, I know. All right, I'm going to give you your phone number again because everybody out there needs to know it. It's 758-2400. Write it down. Kingman, Bullhead City, and California.
Yep, not too much Kingman.
A little bit.
Yeah. But we do California also,
yeah,
into Needles, fully licensed.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
Just maintenances are coming up. Think about that. You know, if you need any service or if you're thinking about replacing it, don't wait till the summertime. You know, as the months get cooler, it's going to slow down. Those are perfect times.
Do you charge double when you have to be in that attic for an hour during the summer?
We sure should. I mean, when those attics are 150, 160.
Yeah, I know.
They're super hot.
It's like, wow, you don't even want to be in there.
Frequent breaks.
Yeah, no kidding.
A lot of water.
Takes a lot longer to do it because you got to come up and down.
Yeah. That's why in the wintertime we can get it done. It's a lot quicker.
Yeah. So easier. Think about that. If you're going to need to replace it, October, November, December is a great time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you brought Mike in who didn't say a word?
Nope.
Say hi, Mike.
Hello.
Okay. Just so everybody knew he was here.
Next time, maybe.
All right. 758-2400. Give him a call if you need service or replacement. Doesn't matter what thermometer, thermostat, what swamp cooler, what AC, you do them all.
Let's work on them.
All right.
Let's take care of it for
you. Super. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Larry.
You bet.
your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at LaughlinRanch.com or call 928-404-6006.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help, or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals, servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. Make your summer complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99 all July. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be welcome to Speak Out 2.0. Yes, I was busy here, you know. What can I say? It happens from time to time. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. We have the Laughlin Walk-In here in the mall. Also, they have the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then they have the Imaging Center on Hancock Road and Train. I was there yesterday getting an x-ray on my shoulder. Outpatient Rehabilitation Center, and I was there yesterday. I'm going to go there, actually. Silver Creek and Gold Rush. Over in the Parkway, they have wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and podiatrists, and family doctors. I did see an orthopedic surgeon yesterday who told me that he's going to send me to the Rehabilitation Center to get my shoulder tuned up. Yeah. And then Warm Sea, of course, has the hospital on Silver Creek Road. So if you don't feel well or you have a question, call 763-2273. Claudia answers the phone, and she, of course, will answer all your questions or get you to somebody who can. Farm Bureau Financial Services, do you often think you pay too much for insurance? Well, if you think you do, you probably do. So pick up the phone and call 763-8464. Set an appointment with Greg or Stephanie. Go in there with your policies. It can be life insurance, auto insurance, home insurance, commercial insurance. They do it all. So let them look at your policies and see if there's a way they can fix it for you. You heard Jenna Morgan say the other day that she said they saved her thousands of dollars. So call 763-8464. Spot On, yes, processing credit cards was never easier. Spot On is locally operated and has a local representative available to set you up. Then there's no hidden fees, no long-term contracts. It can be month to month, and the funding is the next day. Spot On also integrates Google Pay and Apple Pay. spot-on services, Bullhead City, Kingman, Kalamazoo City, Needles, Laughlin. Just call Thane O'Brien at 928-706-2784. Barron Services, experts in pools, designs, installation, schedule maintenance, experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, and complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring, experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, and Barron's uses products that are safe for your pets and your children. Call for a scheduled treatment right now, 758-5499, or you can wait for them to call you. Hello, Matt, how are you?
I'm doing good, Larry. How are you?
Good. Speaking of Barron's, Matt is on the phone because this morning I got a press release from Mojave County that says they're going to be doing fogging again in Mojave Valley, and the fogging company is Barron's.
That's us.
Yes.
Got it.
So tell us, how does this work?
Yeah, so our services are truck-mounted fogging. It's a machine that turns chemical into fog, basically into a fog mist. It's for the control of adult mosquitoes, so it's not going to necessarily help with the increase in population or the activity we have in the water areas and the farm areas when it comes to, you know, breeding of new mosquitoes, but it will help with the ones that are active out flying around right now. And it's part of a piece of the puzzle when it comes to mosquito control. And we basically just drive up and down the streets after dark and go about 5 miles an hour the entire time with the flashing light and the whole nine yards, and treat the areas that the county asks us to fog.
And the evening hours is best because that's when they're active and they're out and about?
Yes, it's actually the reverse. It's actually when they're not active.
Oh.
And they are returning to wherever they would normally hang out, if you want to call it that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's when they're coming back from feeding and coming back from foraging and hanging out with their families and that sort of thing. So we want to always do that after dark, because most people probably notice that you see them usually, you know, late in the day or dusk. That's when they're real active, and then
right.
Once the sun goes down, that changes.
Ah, okay. So that's when they go and hide, and that's when the fog gets them.
It gets to them, right. It keeps them in that one place rather than us just, you know, having to run around in circles and catch them. We, you know, we can just treat the roads and let that mist do its thing, and, you know, depending on the weather, would be, you know, a little breeze is great. If we can have a 3-4 mile an hour breeze, that's wonderful. If not, then it's, you know, it's not as helpful. And if it's too windy, it doesn't work either. So it's got to be the right temperature and the right conditions.
So does the county do their research on that and then call you and go, okay, Monday night there's going to be a nice little breeze?
No, I wish they knew that, right?
Yeah.
No, what the county does is they have 11 zones, and basically what they do is they trap their zones, and they're trapping for adult mosquitoes. When those traps have numbers that are above their thresholds, they'll call us and say, hey, we've got these zones. We need to get them done. We need to give at least 3 days' notice, which is what the county does. They put the notice out, and we'll work together to find the right night.
Right.
If that night rolls around and it's not nice, then we have to reschedule and do it a different night.
Oh, okay.
But normally it'd be like the next night.
Right.
And this week we've got about 6 hours of fogging to do. We've got roughly about 27 miles of fogging to do, so we'll be out for about 5-6 hours that night.
And I'm showing it south of Willow Drive to Laguna, and then between Mojave Valley Highway and Mountain View. And
yeah, that's zone 3.
North of Willow Valley to King Street, and east and west from Boundary Cone to Aquarius Drive.
That's zone 10, correct.
Okay, and then Laguna Road from Mountain View to Vanderslice, south to Maverick Drive. And then that includes two communities in the area, and River Valley High School and the Mojave Valley Community Park.
Correct. Yeah, that's zone 4. So that's all the residential areas there, as well as the school and the park, which is something that we do as a courtesy to our community.
Awesome. All right,
yeah.
Matt, thank you so much for filling everybody in and telling them how it works. And I appreciate that, and I hope you have a nice, quiet weekend.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you, Larry. Thanks for letting me call in.
You bet. Thanks.
All right.
All right. Okay, let's take another break, and we're going to why don't we hear that? What's going on? Huh? Boop, boop, boop. Oh, there we go. Okay. All right, let's take another break. Do want to remind you, Paul Lavoie is coming up next after the top of the hour, in about 30 minutes after the news, and he has Mojave Community College in the studio with him. Stick around for that.
That's all I do. And if you saw my love.
A lot is on your plate as a restaurant owner, and Thane O'Brien with Spot On can lighten that entree. Thane O'Brien can seamlessly integrate web portals for front-of-house policies, monitor operations and staffing assignments, allow you access customer analytics, save time and money with Spot On. Simplest transition for staff training and thousands saved on credit card processing fees. Affordably productive solutions await you as you start or grow your restaurant venture. Email tobrien at spoton.com. That's T-O-B-R-I-E-N at spoton.com.
Where do you find the best insurance coverage for your home and autos, and at the best price? Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Greg Idness and find out for yourself. He only sells you the protection you want and need. Sit down and let him show you. Farm Bureau Financial Services is all about protecting your family during a home emergency or vehicle collision. Call Greg and let him explain your benefits. Set your appointment now. Call Greg and his staff today. 763-8464. Farm Bureau. 763-8464.
It's common knowledge you should get an oil change every 3,000 miles. But did you know a tranny service should happen every 40,000? Family-owned and operated with over 80 years of experience in the industry, ATCO Transmission can save you thousands in unexpected repairs and overhauls with a $99 transmission service. It's no different than getting your fluids checked or that regular oil change. ATCO is known for giving your vehicle full attention until it's running like it should. ATCO Transmission, the big blue building located off Hancock right behind Hobby Lobby.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You get your oil changed on a regular basis, but when's the last time you thought about that transmission? Yeah, you got to change that oil about every 40,000, or it costs you a lot more than 99 bucks. Speaking of oil change, you get a free oil change with a tune-up and get your air conditioning tuned up right now. Also, for $19.99 plus Freon, call ATCO at 444-1244. They're on the hill right on Alta Vista, right behind Hobby Lobby. Also brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize, and everyone in the building is tested for COVID as required. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, plus it's a skilled nursing facility. Call 928-758-1404 if you need their services, or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. And we're brought to you by ProFit Kitchen. It's the all-new healthy restaurant in the Bullhead City Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinner. And you can find it. It's tasty, it fills you up, and it's good for you. How is that possible? I don't know. You got to ask Eric. Plus, nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. And they start at $8. And it's Eric's version of a frozen TV dinner, you know. He doesn't freeze it, but he makes what you want, and you take it to work and heat it up, you got a fresh meal. Check out their entire menu at ProFitKitchen.com. And TWN Communications, they're partnering with MEC to bring fiber-based internet to our community. Fiber-based technology ensures that you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. Yay! Pre-register today. It doesn't cost you anything. Pre-register at MojaveElectric.com/broadband. All right, into the studio now, and a guest, a new guest for the first time, Brian Brown. Did your parents do that on purpose?
I don't think so.
Huh? Brian Brown. Yeah. Uh-huh. They wanted you to be early in the alphabet when you get called for a role and everything.
Exactly. Yeah. It is a benefit.
Brian Brown. And if they flip it around and go first name or last name, you're always going to be the B. All right. And you are with Jersey Mike's.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We love Jersey Mike's at my house. It's a weekly deal, you know, because my wife works at the hospital, and she takes lunch every day, or she buys lunch, and she says, you know, you can bring home a Jersey Mike and bring me home a 12-inch, and then I'll have half for dinner, and then I'll have take the other half to lunch. And she thinks that works perfect for her. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, and she has the stick ball.
Yes, sir.
What is the stick ball?
So the stick ball is our provolone, ham, and salami sandwich. And the reason it's called the stick ball sandwich is the gentleman, his name is Peter Cancro, who created Jersey Mike subs or made it into what it is today. When they were kids, they would go play stick ball. And after playing stick ball at their local deli, the cheapest sandwich they could get or could afford was a provolone, ham, and salami. So he made sure they're incorporated onto his menu.
Oh, okay. And like you said, it's because it's cheap, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
That's why my wife likes it. She's a very thrifty individual.
There you go.
But she likes it also because it's very good.
Exactly, and it's piled high with our meats and our cheeses.
Yeah.
We don't take it easy on that. We like to give you the not only a good quality product, but what you're paying for.
And you cut the meat right in front of everybody.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know, you stand there and you watch them slice it. They take it out of the refrigerator, they move it over there, and they slice it up for you, and they put it back in the refrigerator. And you see your sandwiches built right in front of you.
Yes, you do. That's all about the philosophy behind Jersey Mike's is for you to be able to visually see what's going on. Not only can you see us do your cold subs in front of you, but all of our hot subs like our Philly cheesesteaks and our chicken Philly cheesesteaks are cooked on our flat top grill that is in perfect view of
right.
all the customers.
Yeah.
We like to put on a little show here and there when we're slicing or when we're on the grill, you know.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Now, how long have you guys been in Bullhead City?
So we opened on March 17th of this year. So we're working on our 6 months.
And you've been in Havasu for a while.
Yes. We're working on our fifth year in Havasu. Our fifth year anniversary will be on January 13th.
And you worked in Havasu before Bullhead.
I did. That is.
Did you move to Bullhead or are you driving back and forth?
I take the commute at this point.
You do?
I do every day.
Wow.
I enjoy what I do and possibilities of moving to the area before too long.
Okay. Well, you got to start looking early because right now housing is
everywhere.
Is tough.
It is.
Yeah. And so you got to find the right real estate agent that can go, oh, hey, Brian, I got one for you right now.
Exactly.
You know? And so it's kind of tough right now.
It
but
is.
I did hear last night that the Supreme Court said, no more protecting people from being thrown out for not paying rent. So some people right now that don't pay their rent are probably nervous today. You know, and guys like you are going, okay, throw them out so I can get a place. Yeah. The best thing with Jersey Mike's for me personally is the app. You can go on the app and order your meal right then and there, and it tells you what time to pick it up and everything.
It is. It is very user-friendly.
Yeah.
Over the last 2 years, we've had adjustments made as we released our app and got it out there, and customer feedback is very important to us. Our company philosophy is we're in the people business. We just happen to make sandwiches. And we hold that to heart, too. It is really true. We like to take that chance to get to know our customers, and we value that feedback. So as the customers have responded, we have made small adjustments. We've tried to make it as user-friendly as possible, a very easy app to navigate. It's very easy to order it, figure out what's on your sandwiches, see our menu.
And you can add stuff to it and everything. You can customize it.
Yes,
and
can.
I made a mistake last week.
Oh, no.
They probably told you because I go in there and they say, oh, we're finishing up for you right now. And all of a sudden he's putting sauce on my wife's. And I went, whoa, that's my wife's sandwich there? He goes, yeah. I said, what are you putting on it? And whatever they call it was in a bottle, you know.
So
and
it's I go, our juice, yep.
I said, no, that's not right. And they go, yeah, you wanted it Mike's way. I go, no, I said, you know, no sauce. And da-da-da. And they go, oh. And they printed it out. And for somehow it came out Mike's way and not the way I wanted it. But they made it the way I wanted it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Again, our thing is customers. And with that being said as well, you know, we do appreciate everybody that showed up. Laughlin, Bullhead, the community has really supported us and been really patient with us. As you guys can imagine, anytime you're opening a new establishment, you've got a lot of training, a lot of mistakes are going to be made and are going to happen. And for the most part, our customers are really understanding with that, and they give us the opportunity to make it right. And we do enjoy that. We really appreciate.
Well, and speaking of training, the guy told me, let me know when you can come back in, Larry, so I can train you how to use the app. But he did make me a new sandwich, and I'm sure when I walked out, they went, that stupid white tall guy doesn't know how to work the app, you know. But my wife got her sandwich, so that's what counts.
Absolutely.
So you guys are liking it. Are you looking at Kingman?
So Kingman already has one.
Oh, okay.
They are not so Jersey Mike's is franchised, and they are owned by a different franchisee.
Oh, okay.
So with the company I work for Tina Nelson and John Lentz, and they own the one here in Bullhead City, the one in Lake Havasu City. We have one in Buckeye, Arizona, and we are fixing to open one the end of next year off the Verado exit in the Phoenix area as well.
Wow.
So big things. We're growing. We're always looking for a good spot to bring our culture to. So we really enjoy it.
Okay. And you were saying that since you opened, your numbers have been higher. And I hope Toby Cotter's listening. Your numbers have been higher in Bullhead City than any other Jersey Mike's opening in the state of Arizona?
In the state of Arizona. We have had the best opening. Again, the community really has showed up to support us. And also, around the time that we opened, March 17th, the last Wednesday of every March for Jersey Mike's is called our Day of Giving. And every single Jersey Mike's in the United States, every cent, including the tip jars, are donated to whatever charity that franchisee has decided.
Oh.
So ours was the Children's Phoenix Hospital this year. Next year, all Jersey Mike's are doing it for the Special Olympics. So every single Jersey Mike's in the United States is going to donate that to the Special Olympics Fund. So really exciting, and it's really something fun to do. Again, we love to give back to the community. We're forever doing stuff or donating, getting involved. We want to be part of the community.
Right.
It's really awesome company that I'm involved with. From Peter Cancrow, who has had this vision that we're getting to act out, to the franchisees. It's just an amazing company to work for. Most restaurants are getting into the, you know, make the food and get the customer out. Where
right.
We're like, slow down. Talk to your customer a little bit. Get to know them a little bit, you know.
And it's funny you say that, because when I'm in line, they'll go, so how's your day? I'm like, why do you care? Just make the sandwich, you know. But they do care. They do have a conversation with you.
And it is. We do care is the point. We've had, you know, we get empathetic. At Lake Havasu, when I was there, you know, you lose customers over the years. You know, things
sure.
happen, and you feel, you have that empathy, and you're, next thing you know, you're out in the lobby, and you're hugging the wife or the husband that just lost their significant other, or whatever it is. And being able to communicate with them.
Fantastic.
It's a good foundation.
Well, and I like the fact now that most of your people know me. So I walk in and they go, here's your sandwich. You know, they hand me the bag.
Exactly.
You know? That's it. It's so simple.
And it just,
it's been paid for and everything, and I don't have to worry about it. You just hand it to me, and I'm in and out and on the road.
And it just comes all, again, from our philosophy. You know, we just happen to make subs, and we're in the people business. So
that's amazing.
We do
yeah.
get to know our customers. Now, I will be honest with you. I can tell you your sandwich when you guys walk in. Most of my regular customers, names, not so good with it. I'll be like, oh, you're a turkey, or you're
yeah.
a roast beef, you know, and
yep.
We get it
going. Well, and that's the important part, you know, is the sandwich. You know, I don't care what your name is, it's more important. And with the app, there's also a rewards program.
Absolutely. And the rewards program not only works for the app, but in store as well.
Okay.
And it's through your telephone number. And basically, every time you buy a sandwich, you're awarded points. And when you accumulate enough points, you can cash them in for free sandwiches.
Oh.
And you can literally come in and just use your points. You don't have to purchase a drink or a chip or anything. You come in and say, hey, I got enough points for a free regular, I want to use them.
Wow.
Wonderful. You can do it through the app as well. You can
okay.
redeem your points. So if you order and you have enough points, you're more than welcome to redeem them on the app. And it again, it zeroes it out, and there's no charge to you.
I like it. I like it. I like it. Our news director is texting me saying, it's my favorite food.
Awesome.
Yeah, you know.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah. And you know, your sandwiches are fresh. You can't make them any fresher than that.
No, sir.
I mean, you're slicing the meat right in front of me.
Exactly. I think the only way we can get them fresher is if we had a garden out back and we had the fields next to us with the pigs and the turkeys and
right,
stuff in it.
Right, exactly. So, yeah.
And that is what we base ourselves on, is that quality product to go with a quality service. We do love it. Just recently, all of our pork products went to antibiotic free range, no steroids. Our turkey has pretty much been that way the whole time as well.
So that's what I have is the number 7, the turkey.
Exactly. Yeah. And I just love how our company is ahead of the curve, where they see that, okay, certain things in foods are not good for people, and it's happening, so let's fix this before it becomes mainstream, you know.
Right.
So there, and just like when COVID hit, you know, our company already within the first week we had a policy out. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it, and we're going to follow through with it. You know, high sanitize, high cleaning, which wasn't hard for us because we already run our stores that way. We already operate with a clean store,
right,
and making sure we get all our high touch point areas. Our credit card machine, the door handles everybody hits. We're out there constantly throughout the day getting it cleaned down with sanitizer and Lysol and stuff like that.
And you just kind of have a small seating area. Most people get it to go, huh?
They do get it to go, absolutely. Havasu, we have a little bit more seating. They have about, I would say, 25 people can sit in there.
Oh, okay.
It's a little bit bigger of a lobby.
Your store is like 4.5.
It is. It's 4.5 seats in there. This is a relatively new design for Jersey Mike's.
Okay.
To be quick, get it and either take it to go, or we do have a limited seating that you can sit
sure.
in. Personally, I love it when I have a lobby full of people sitting down eating. It's amazing to hear the laughter and seeing everybody talk and
right.
Just the camaraderie or the familyness that's going on at that point. It really makes my day, brightens
so
my day.
So when you become the store director, you might tell them to expand and put some more seats in?
I wish it was that easy. So they gave us a little bit more room on the back side of the store, which means behind the counter where we prepare uh-huh. everything and we cook everything. Because we do, since our app and then with DoorDash and stuff like that is really taking off, we do quite a good number of digital business.
Right.
So we had to put in a second line in order to be able to handle that volume.
And that's behind the scenes.
It is.
Okay. And so the stickball.
Yes, sir.
Let's go back to that for a minute.
Okay.
It's not on the menu.
It is not.
Why is it not on the menu?
So,
but you can order it. What are you guys, In and Out? You know, your animal burger and yeah.
It is similar, actually.
Yeah.
So, basically, with Jersey Mike's and the way they send out their menus is. All the menus are pretty much going to be the same any Jersey Mike's you walk into.
Okay.
So certain Jersey Mike's will sell certain subs to others that's just not popular in their area.
Oh, okay.
The stick ball is popular here, but it might not be somewhere else. So why put it up on the menu with a magnet when the more popular subs are up there for everybody to see?
Okay.
It's just like the California Club, which is your turkey sandwich with avocado and bacon on it.
Right.
It is you get to some areas in the United States, they don't have avocado or they don't serve avocado just because it's not something that's popular in that area.
Right,
so,
okay.
It's more demographical, I think, than anything.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I told my wife, I said, you know, like the first time she ordered, I'm there and I'm going, there's no number 11 up here on the menu, dear. And she goes, it's on their app. And I go, it's not up here on the menu. So
it is,
yeah.
And again, just demographics is what does that.
But the app is universal.
Okay. We customize our app, so it'll start with the most popular sandwiches that every Jersey Mike's has, and then as the franchisee or the general manager, if you're gonna bring this sub in or you're gonna offer this sub, you just add it to your app.
Oh, okay.
We also try to get out word of mouth, tell everybody, you know, I want to try something different. Well, have you ever tried a number 11 or a stick ball? No, what is that? Oh, that's provolone, ham, and salami.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good. Let me try that, you know, and just try to talk to our
yeah.
customers.
The secret, the secret menu.
Exactly. It's yeah. like we do serve a BLT, but that's not on our menu as well.
Ah.
But we have bacon, we have lettuce, we have tomato, and we have mayonnaise. If we can't make a BLT, then we're in the wrong business, you know?
And you have plenty of bread and everything else.
Exactly.
All right. By the way, Paul Lavoy, our news director, said, I said the app is my favorite app. So, yeah. All right. Let us take a break. And I do want to remind you that, let's see, don't forget tomorrow, order your MEC tree, 763-1100, 8 o'clock to 1.
If I catch you talking to that boy again.
Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better.
Mojave Electric welcomes another year of Operation Cool Shade. Planting a shade tree can help you save energy dollars. Pre-sales for MEC members to purchase trees are August 28th and September 11th between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Phone calls only. For more information, contact Member Services at 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Have you been living with joint pain? Hello, I'm Dr. Nathan Weaver, a bone and joint specialist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Schedule an appointment today and let's find the cause of your problem, then set a course to help stop the pain. In 2020, there are many options available, from lifestyle changes and therapy to injections and joint replacement. Come in and allow us to try and help you end that pain. Call us at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, 928-444-1491.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Welcome to the market. This is your grocery store down the road. They are local, friendly, and absolutely committed to quality foods and customer service. New specials are happening every single week at the market. Stop in and shop with them today or visit online at mymarketstores.com.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. They're fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. And enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, a mouth-watering dinner, a super lunch. And breakfast, lunch, and dinner are served all day. Then, of course, there's the bakery items, you know, the fresh cookies, the fresh muffins, slice of pie, or take a whole pie home. They only start at $9.99. Mojave Mortgage. If you're looking for some money, you got to know the name, Chad Hansen. A vacation home, an investment home, an add-on, a refi, a pool in the backyard. Or maybe you want to build a house in the backyard for the kids. You know, put them out there. Get them out of your house. Yeah, well, call Chad Hansen. He's the guy with the money. 288-2691. That's 928-288-2691. Just ask for Chad. Somebody else will answer the phone and say, no, I need Chad. Because you go in and you fill out a couple pieces of paper, you know, for a loan, and then he disappears. Let's say you want $300,000. Okay, you fill him out. He disappears. He goes down into his basement, and he gets you your $300,000. And the basement, you know, is the size of Dot Foods underground. And you go down there, and he gets the silver platter. He puts your $300 on it, comes back up, and hands it to you. It's that simple. Almost. But call him. 288-2691. He's got integrity to the max, and he's the Lake Havasu City Business of the Year. You can't beat that. Also brought to you by Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Yes, locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes. And don't forget, they also do now dog protection classes. So if you want your, you know, the husband's away or something, or a single woman, and you want a dog that can protect you, well, you can do that too. So call them right now, 754-3006, and they will fix you up with all the training you need. And by the way, if you want to leave your dog there for a vacation, call now. Make a reservation for them because they're filling up. 754-3006. And we got about 5 minutes left with Brian in the studio. And you were telling me off the air how Jersey Mike's came about. So tell that story.
So Jersey Mike's is originally...
Put that microphone right up there by your mouth. There
Jersey
we
Mike's is originally from Point Pleasant, New Jersey. And a gentleman by the name of Peter Cancrow was 17 years old and had been working at his little sub shop, which was called Mike Subs, for a few years. And found out coincidentally that it was going to be up for sale. And he was went around to a few people and then went and talked to his high school football coach and was able to get a loan to procure the business. Started with one store.
He asked his coach for a loan?
He did. And this was in 1956. So, you know.
That takes a lot of guts to ask your coach for a loan. Hey, coach, can you loan me some money so I can buy a sub shop?
And later on, they did ask his coach, you know, what was it that made you want to invest in Peter? And he said, you know, when we gave Peter the football and we told him to get it in, he always figured out a way to get it in. So when he asked me for a loan, it was a no-brainer. I whipped my checkbook out and wrote him a check because I knew.
Wow.
I knew what it would, you know, he says, I didn't imagine it would be what it is today, but.
So every parent and grandparent out there, if your child plays football, you know, tell them to ask their coach for a loan.
There you go.
So that was in when, 59?
1956.
Oh, 56.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
And Peter's still with us today?
He is.
Yeah.
Not only is he still with us, but when he walks into your store, you know it. And it's not because he stands behind and does nothing. It's because all of a sudden you've got a gentleman next to you that's aproned up, got his gloves on, and is making sandwiches with you.
Really?
And it's amazing. It's a pretty cool experience.
Has he walked in your store yet in Bullhead?
He has not walked into the Bullhead City store. No, not of yet.
Okay, so, well, you should let us know so people can go by and
absolutely.
And
I'll probably be so nervous I won't know what to do, you know.
You'll probably wait. Stand there and go, hand me that cheeseburger. Oh, that chocolate shake.
And keeping with his hard work ethic, too, you know, he doesn't just give anybody a franchise. You could have $1 billion, and if your personality or your attitude doesn't fit into with the culture of
so
the restaurant.
So he checks you out a little bit.
Absolutely. And he gives them to people or lets the people that come in that are going to have that same quality. For example, my franchisees, they spend just as much time in the store making sandwiches with us as they do any other employee. And that's an amazing thing when the owner is standing right there with you, working shifts and getting down in the grind with you and getting food out and talking with your customers. It's really awesome.
Okay. So they're not sitting in an office.
They're not. No, okay. They work just as hard as everybody that works for them. And that's a great example to set.
Fantastic. Stop by and see Brian. He's at Jersey Mike's in Bullhead City, right there on Highway 95. You think your success is a little bit to do with you got ice cream right next door to you?
It's possible. I don't know. I just know that the community here in Bullhead City and Laughlin has really showed up to support us, and we hope to continue to give you guys great product and great service all the time.
Fantastic. By the way, you can't make a left-hand turn in or out of the business. You have to make rights. But that's pretty simple, so don't worry about it. That's ADOT. That's not Brian's fault.
It's ADOT.
All right,
yep.
Brian, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Larry.
So, thank you for bringing me a sandwich. This
absolutely.
I love it. All right, thanks, Brian. Want to remind you once again, Paul Lavoie is up next, and he's got MCC in the studio. Also, don't forget, tomorrow night, War. You know, Cisco Kid was a friend of yours. Yeah, they're at the E Center at the Edgewater. 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Call the Edgewater for tickets, 298-2453. It's going to can it for the tuna. I'll see you Monday.
The love you take is equal to the love you make.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.